In Hebrews 11 and 6, it states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And so all throughout the Bible, faith and believing are just a few of the most important components for demonstrations by God. How many believe that? And I believe that there will be historical and monumental things that are going to happen in this church, and not just in Harvest Ministries, but in the Apostolic Church worldwide. And so I'm just thankful to be in the part of the church during this season. And it's just amazing to be a part of the church at this time. And so I just want to leave a simple thought with you and just encourage you just to keep believing. Keep believing. If we could just lift up our hands again, and let's just ask God to just come into this place, transform us, transform our minds, open up our hearts, oh God, that we can receive your word. God, we expect great things today, God. God, I believe, God, you're going to do something great and mighty. Oh God, I have faith, God. I have belief. God, I ask that you touch each individual here today, God. God, anyone that's struggling, oh God, with their belief or faith, God, I ask right now that you renew it, oh God. I ask right now that you give them a refreshing right now in the spirit, oh God. God, I ask right now that your spirit overtakes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Can you put your hands together? As you're seated, just tell your neighbor, keep believing. Come on, really mean it. Come on, keep believing. Come on, tell them, look them in the eye. Keep believing. Amen, amen. According to ChristianityToday.com, not Facebook facts or Instagram facts, but according to Christianity Today, about 2 out of 3 American adults who regularly attend church or other religious services say they go for their kids for personal comfort or to become a better person. And so reports also survey that most important reason for going to church is to become closer to God. Yet 1 in 5 adults who attend monthly or more say they do not usually feel God's presence. 1 in 4 don't usually feel a sense of community, and 4 in 10 don't usually feel connected to their faith history. And another Pew survey release found that how people view God and how they believe God interacts with them shifts by religious affiliation, gender, and political party. And so even in an era where more of the nation doesn't ascribe to a higher power at all, which is 10%, or believes in some sort of higher power or spiritual force, which is 33%, a slim majority of Americans, 56% still believe in God as described in the Bible, according to the Pew Report. And so if these statistics don't shock you, you are needed more than ever today. Amen. You are needed more than ever today. As soon as we walk out of these doors, there are hungry souls that are desperate for something more. I don't know about you, but I think there is something in this generation, in the lost generation, where they're wanting something real. They're wanting something pure. They're wanting something holy. And so if you don't believe that you have a purpose in this world, I beg to differ. You have a purpose in this world. I still believe in God. I still believe in our God is great and our God is mighty. Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." And so I'm reminded in Daniel 3, when the 3 Hebrew boys were faced with the decision that would change their lives drastically, and with the pressure of people and culture, they still believed that their God would see them through. Not knowing the outcome, but having faith and trusting in God. They didn't back down on their stance. They didn't back down on their beliefs, but rather stood strong, confirming that they would stand for the one and true living God. In result, they were thrown into the fiery furnace that we all know of this story that was so hot it even killed and burned the soldiers that threw them in. But as the people stood waiting and anticipating their death, they looked in and found a form like as a son of God, And God had been with them on their side from the beginning. And so I just want to remind you that God is on your side. Come on, God is on your side. Just keep believing. Come on, just keep believing. I don't know if you've been going through the fire or being tested, but know that God and his angels are surrounding you no matter what. And I'm reminded by the scripture that says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Come on, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. In Jesus' name, I believe our God is true, our God is just, and he will always be there for us. I remember by the old saints, they used to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Can we just give God praise for just being good? Come on, let's give God, our one true God, praise for being good. In Jesus' name, I still believe prayer works. I still believe prayer works. Anybody believe prayer still works? I'm reminded in the scripture, Psalms 34:4, and it said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. And I'm reminded in Ephesians 3:14-21, and it says, and this is Paul, and he said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Then that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened in might, with might, by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth all knowledge, all understanding, anything that you can think, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. If Paul believed prayer works, I'm going to believe it too. Come on, if Paul believed prayer works, I'm going to believe it too. I believe prayer is powerful. I believe prayer is strong. I believe when we pray, the atmosphere changes. Come on, it's not just words just flocking here and flying there, but we actually shift the atmosphere when we pray. Oh, God, the young people, the devil does not like your prayers. He does not like your prayers. He hates your prayers. Elders, he hates your prayers. I really believe he really hates your prayers, elders, because you still have an impact on this generation. Come on, elders, you still have an impact on this generation. You still have a purpose. You still have an impact. I remember there was an elder at my church. His name was Tom Green, and I remember I grew up in church with him, and he was just a strong pillar in the church, and I just always remember him being in the church, and I used to hang out with his grandson. I used to go over his house, hang out. He used to get pizza, games, and everything. And he was the assistant pastor, and he wasn't raised in church. He got in church in his 20s, and he was just a construction worker. He was a really good construction worker, and he actually helped do all the blueprints and construction. He was a project manager for my grandfather's church when he pastored. And so I remember growing up, I grew up in church, and I helped out in different ministries in different areas. But I remember when I started college, you know how you're faced with decisions, and you're faced with choices, and you're faced with, you know, ministry choices and career and this and this and do it, and what are you going to major in, and then what are you going to do, and what are you going to do? And you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I remember at that point, he just reached out to me. He just saw something and just reached out, and he said, hey, I want you to start helping out in this ministry. And it was with youth. And as people know me, I was kind of hesitant. I was like, I'll kind of do it. And I remember just helping out with the youth, and I was a little bit hesitant, but I just stepped up and did it. But he led me, and he guided me, and he was there for me, and he was my prayer warrior, and he was my accountability, and he was there to correct me, and he was there, I could depend on him. And so for years, he was just there For years, he was just a pillar in my life. And so I just want to encourage, I just want to encourage any elder in here. If you feel like you don't have a purpose, you still have a purpose. There's young people, young adults in here that need you. We need your prayers. We need your prayers. We need you. We need you. In Jesus' name. Keep believing. Keep believing. And I still believe in miracles. I don't know who still believes in miracles. Come on. I still believe in God's miracles. I'm reminded in Luke 18:27, and he says, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. I'm going to read that again. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. I'm also reminded in the story in Matthew 14:34-36 in the land of Gennesaret, and how in verse 34, it says, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him, Jesus, all that were diseased. All that were diseased. And 36 says, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. So they brought the whole country, everybody that was sick, all the disease, just to touch the hem of his garment. And all of them, it says in scripture, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. And so can you imagine all the people from all over the country coming and flocking and being healed and being delivered? As I was reading and studying this, I was like, cannot imagine people in Springfield coming to the truth, coming to the light, being delivered, being set free, and being made whole. I still believe he's going to work miracles. I still believe he's doing it today. I still believe he's doing it right now. I still believe that he'll do it forevermore. But we have to have faith. We have to have faith and believe. A little bit ago, I was reading and watching some videos of the Azusa Street documentary and revival and kind of the events that happened before. And as I was reading and as I was just watching these clips, it was almost as if it was a something that just happened in the past and it won't happen again. And it just touched my heart because I'm like, wait a minute. The God that was there in Azusa Street is a God that's here today. And the God that can still do those things today. In Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe that, can you just stand real quick and let's just give God praise because we believe that he's going to do it. Come on, we believe that he's going to do it. God, I believe that you are going to do miracles in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Come on, I believe. Do you believe? In Jesus' name. In the name. Shout out, keep believing. I believe he can do more in just a moment. You may be seated. I can believe he can do more in just a moment than years of treatment, surgery, psychological treatment, whatever. I believe he can do more in just a moment of time. And I still believe in the word and the doctrine, and this apostles' doctrine is still true. It's still relevant for today. It's still the same. It doesn't change. I still believe it. In John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I'm reminded also by the scripture, it says, thy word have I hid in my heart. I'm so thankful for the Word. I'm so thankful for the Word that keeps us. I'm so thankful for the Word that strengthens us. I'm so thankful for the Word that's there when you need help. I'm thankful for the Word that's there when you're discouraged. I'm thankful for the Word when you're lost. I'm thankful for the Word when you're down. I'm so thankful for the Word in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I want to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer of the Word. I want to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer of the Word. I grew up in church, as many of you know, I grew up in church. And it's very easy to get caught up in the fake it till you make it and going through the motions. You know, I grew up in church, but we went to church all the time. We had Sunday morning, Sunday night. We were there Tuesday choir practice, Wednesday Bible class. We were there for Thursday youth night, Friday service, Saturday outreach. We were at church all the time. And it's so easy to get into just the mundane motions and just the regular routine. But I remember when it hit me. And I had just a desire and a burning passion. And I just said, God, there's more than this. There's more to this. I need something real. I need something that's just going to stick with me. I don't want something that's just there when I come to church, but I want it to be long lasting. I want it to be there when I walk out of this church. I want it to be there when I walk into my school. I want it to be there when I walk in my home. I want it to be there when I walk into the restaurant. And I had to get real with God. I had to get real with him. I said, God, I know it's more than this. God, I desire for more of you. God, I desire for more of your spirit. God, I desire for more of just you. And I just got tired of it. I just got tired of just going through the motions and just going. And not to say I was lost, and not to say that I was in the wrong or anything, but it's easy. I mean, how many can relate? It's easy to get involved in that. And so I had to just get real with God. And I believe when we get real with God, he'll get real with us. I believe when we get real with God, he'll get real with you as well. You just better be ready. You better be ready. And so I got deeper into the word. I started fasting more. I prayed. I had to do my devotions. And I got away with just spiritual moments and the spiritual lifestyle. And not just good church and not just good events and conferences, but something that lasted for a long time. Something that was a continual thing. And so I'm reminded in the scripture in Psalms 37:4, it says, that he will give you the desires of your heart. And I believe whatever you desire, those desires of your hearts, he will fulfill those desires if you seek him. Come on, if you seek him, if you keep believing, come on, if you can keep believing, he will fulfill the desires of your heart. Come on, tell your neighbor, keep believing. Keep believing, keep believing, keep believing. And I believe that we all have a purpose. I said it a couple times, but I believe that we have a purpose. Whether you're old, whether you're young, you have a purpose. In Scripture, 1 Peter 2:9, and it says, "But ye are chosen, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You are chosen. Come on, you are chosen. We are chosen for this generation, for this time. We are chosen. We are chosen. I remember one time, I still remember, it was this random guy, and I was walking to school. I was in high school, and I'll go on to that. And I was just walking. I had my head down, and he just walked past me. He was like, "Hey, pick your head up. You're a king, and you're a king in God." And I was like, "Okay, all right. I guess I am a king. I'm going to start picking my head up and start walking straight." And I don't know who he was. I never saw him again. But it was that time. I was in high school walking to school, and he said, "Hey, pick your head up. You're a king. You're a king to God." And I just want to tell you guys, pick your head up. You're a king. You're a queen. Come on, you're a royal priesthood. Come on, you're a royal priesthood. You matter. You matter. You're a chosen. You're chosen. You are chosen. And I believe with there's a lot of purpose and calling, and I believe there's a heavy threat to that. If you don't already know, the devil doesn't want you to do anything for the kingdom. He doesn't want you to do anything for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, keep believing. And I still believe in his angels. I don't know about you. I still believe in his angels. I'm reminded in Hebrews 13:2, it says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." And I don't know who that guy was, but he might have been an angel. I don't know. We entertain angels probably all the time, and we don't even know it. But I believe his angels are in here today. I believe his angels are in our homes when we go to school. I believe they're protecting us. They're ministering to us. I wonder right now if we could just lift our hands, and we could just join with the angels right now. And I believe faith is rising in this place. Come on, I believe passion is rising, oh God. God, I want something new, God. I don't want the same old thing I've been doing for all this time. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I remember I heard a preacher not too long ago. He said when people start talking about demons, everyone gets so intrigued and fascinated, and they get so interested in demons. But we talk about angels, and it's almost as if it's a fairy tale. But I still believe in the angels. I still believe they are surrounding us. Hallelujah! In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And so what are we going to do with our belief and faith? What are we going to do? I believe it takes action. I believe it's not just going to happen by just believing and just having faith, but we're going to have to put some work into it, amen? We're going to have to put some work into it, amen? It's almost as if a flower, oh, wow. It's almost as if a flower. This is not my prop, by the way. I don't have a prop. But it's almost as if if you plant a flower and you put a seed in a pot, it's not going to grow by you just, hey, you're going to grow. I believe you're going to grow. I have faith you're going to grow. It's not going to bloom. It's not going to produce any fruit. It's not going to produce any harvest by just believing and having faith. But you gotta add some water in it. You gotta maybe change the pot. You maybe have to cut off some dead leaves. You maybe have to kind of prune it a little bit. But we're going to have to put some work into this. Amen? We're going to have to put some work. We're going to have to work in the field. The scripture says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. I believe we're going to have to, when we pray for revival, we can't just pray for revival, but we're going to have to start inviting some people to church. Amen? Amen. And we can't just pray for miracles, but we're going to have to operate, and we're going to have to step out on faith if we want it to happen. I believe belief and faith, it takes action. Tell your neighbor, it takes action. I believe it. I believe it. I believe, right? Revival won't come if we haven't invited people. Breakthrough won't come if you won't break through. Okay, it's a little quiet. Breakthrough won't come if you don't break through. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Keep believing. Keep believing. Some of you may ask, why teach on these things? Why kind of speak on this? Why this? Why this? But I think it's good to remind ourselves that our God can do the impossible. Our God can do the unimaginable. If we just have faith and believe and take action. If we have faith and believe and take action. And as I close, I don't know what you came today. I don't know what you came for. I don't know what you're going through in life. I don't know what struggle. I don't know what you're desiring. But right now, I wonder if we can just stand and let's just open up our hearts. And whatever you desire, I want you to just speak that right now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's not be ashamed. Let's not be timid or shy. Let's cry out with the open heart, let's with the open voice. God, I believe, God, that you're going to do great things, God. God, I believe, oh God, that you're going to do signs, oh God, miracles and wonders, oh God. God, I believe you're going to bring a refreshing to those, oh God, that need a refreshing in the name of Jesus. God, I believe that you're going to do something great in somebody here today, God. God, I believe that you're going to break through in somebody today, God. God, someone's been wanting a breakthrough in their praise and in their worship, God. I believe, God, you're going to help them propel into that. Come on, someone is seeking their ministry and their calling, oh God. God, open up their eyes, oh God. Open up their understanding, oh God. God, I believe, oh God, I have faith, oh God, that you will do the impossible, God. Come on, can we just continue that prayer? Come on, let's not stop right here. I feel something rising in this place. In the name of Jesus, come on, let's not stop there. Come on. God is doing something great. God is doing something right now. Come on, let's enter in. Come on, let's keep going. Come on, let's keep digging in our prayers right now. Come on, let's shift the atmosphere with our prayers. Come on, let's shift the atmosphere with our praise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.